Podcasting from CMT. Welcome to Cody Allen's podcast. It's CodyCast.
So I don't know if Chris Lane and I are related, but we might be. See, my mom's side of the family, they're all Lanes, and I grew up in South Carolina, about 50 miles from where Chris grew up in North Carolina. So don't you think there has to be somewhere down the family tree, like we have to be related in some way? Let's get the Ancestry.com out. Get the family tree going. We're going to figure this out one day. But we got him on the line now. Chris Lane.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I like the new song, Fill Them Boots.
Thank you, man. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to finally have some new music out there because it's been, you know, 3 years since my last record. Mm. And then basically a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it's been since Big Big Plans was put out. So it's kind of been a long time coming. You know, I've been writing as much as possible, just trying to make sure I have the music right for my next releases, and I'm super proud of this song, and finally out there.
It feels like your story with Lauren to me, because obviously she got her heart broke on The Bachelor. You were there to step in, heal her heart, and fill them boots. Was this kind of the inspiration or what?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't the relationship off The Bachelor, but you know, one that she was in right before we met was not necessarily the best one for her at the end of the day, and not to go too much into that, but
no one's going to be as good as you, Chris, at the end of the day. So whoever those other guys were, that's the point of the song, is that you are there to fill the boots, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Just the title I've had in my phone for a while, and certainly inspired by her and I when we first started dating, and what she had just come out of and been through. And I knew one thing, I've listened to this song a million times through the pandemic because I wrote it when I was on my Big Big Plans tour. So it's been, you know, almost probably close to 2 years, I've had a chance to live with this song. And I never got tired of it. And I felt like that was a pretty good sign that I should record it. And here I am. I recorded it and finally just got it out there.
The video is great. You filmed it in the St. Pete, Tampa area. It's you. There's a sunset. There's a beach, of course. I mean, this is not work.
I was definitely not working that day. It was one of the best music video sets that I've been a part of. And, you know, we wanted that summertime feel. And that's why we were able to take it down to Tampa/St. Pete. I'll tell you, I posted the whole time saying loving it here in Tampa. But people were very quick to correct me. They were like, you are not in Tampa. You are in St. Pete. Stop giving Tampa the credit.
Yeah, that's like when you go to Billy Bob's Texas in Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth area. I mean, if you say Billy Bob's is in Dallas, I mean,
people get mad.
Yeah. I actually did that the first time I entered an artist on stage. I used to work radio there. And the owner of the place, who was kind of like the character in City Slickers, what was his name?
Billy Crystal.
Well, that Jack Palance. What was his character? You know, he was burly, big, tough guy. Curly was his name, I think. It was like that guy came over to me after my little intro because I said, "Aren't we having a great time tonight in Dallas?" And of course, everyone's like looking at me like, "What a freak! You don't even know where Fort Worth." And
that's
so
hilarious.
He just reamed me afterwards, the owner.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, we became like really good friends after all that because, you know, I kept doing intros. And he kept letting me come back. So he learned to like me after a while. But, boy, that was a big mistake. So, yeah, be careful. Don't offend the natives. They know their town, you know, better than you.
Yeah, for sure.
Back to Fill My Boots. Tell me about the boots you're filling at home these days. Like, are you filling the boots as a repairman? Is that something you can do around the house when something breaks?
I should let you ask my wife this question.
What would she say?
She would say that I'm not a very good handyman. However, you know, I agree on one end of the spectrum of that, but I'm pretty daggone good out in the yard. I will say that, even though I'm not good at fixing things, but I recently did just put the baby's crib together. So that's got to count for something.
Oh yeah. That's good. Those instructions are difficult, and you are good on the lawn. I've seen your posts on Instagram and stuff. And of course you grew up doing landscaping, and you give a little shout out to the landscaping company at the end of the video too. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, my whole life, or really when I graduated college, but even during the summers since I was 14 years old, I would always go out there and help my dad with his landscaping business called Lane & Sons Landscaping. And he's still running it to this day. And a lot of people don't know that I did landscaping all the way up until the point right before I had a record deal. I was still doing that on the side while I was doing music. So I kept that job for quite some time, really fell into it after college until I could figure out exactly what I wanted to do. So something I feel like I am very confident in is landscaping.
Yeah.
Get out there at my house.
Yeah. You must enjoy it as well. Like, I mean, I could just tell from your post, like you seem to like be into it, like getting the lines straight in the yard, you know, getting like exactly the straight lines you want. Am I right?
Yeah. Having the lines perfect is what it's all about when I get out there. I genuinely love mowing my yard.
It's an art, truly.
It is an art.
What about filling them boots as a chef at home? Do you know your way around the kitchen?
You know what? I'm getting better. But as long as Lauren wants to cook, I always let her do it because she's amazing. But, you know, I have been getting out there on the grill quite a bit lately now that the weather's starting to be really nice in Nashville. And I enjoy it, man. I get out there, have myself a beer and play some music. It's given me a chance to try these songs out while I'm cooking out in hopes that they hit just right. And so far, so good.
And expecting a baby boy this summer. So how is Lauren doing? Because she really is in the last few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's probably got, I would say, maybe a month. Give or take a little bit, but I mean, good Lord, I feel like any second that baby could come falling out, she's about to pop. But yeah, it's been good, man. We are so excited.
What does she need from you these days? Is it foot rubs, massages?
I mean, it's a massage. It's always foot rubs or leg rubs or she's always has a knot in her back of some sort. So I feel like 90% of my day is spent giving her massages. She has taken advantage of me 100%.
Have you been able to get out of the house and do some golf?
Yeah. I actually played golf yesterday in celebration of Field and Boots coming out. Me and Ernest, who we wrote big plans together, and now we have Field and Boots together as well. Went out with a few people from the label and we got out there and celebrated with my producer Joey, who does all the tracks and stuff, and we just celebrated, had a big day, and even up until this point I've been playing it at least a decent amount of golf, not as much as I've wanted to, but definitely more than I'm used to.
Yeah, I just wondered if Lauren was letting you out of the house to do anything except for what she needed you to do.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Have y'all narrowed down the baby names?
Yeah, we're pretty close. We've got it dwindled down to the last two or three, and we're not 100% sure, but what I guess whatever she wants it to be on the day of is what it'll end up being.
Yeah, let Mom decide. She's been through so much anyway. So
I agree. I said I wanted to name the boy, and if we ever have a girl, she names the girl, but she wants to name them both.
she's gonna win. When it comes to having a son, I mean, what are you looking forward to most there? Because obviously I know it's something you told me earlier that you wanted a son, you were hoping it was a boy, and here you go. So what are you looking forward to?
Man, I think just over the last 10 years I've watched my twin brother have all these great moments with his son, and I think for me it's just, you know, the simple things of getting out in the yard and throwing football or baseball or really getting them out on the golf course. You know, my main goal is to turn them into a PGA Tour star. So
no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. I think it's just all those moments I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I always tell people, because I've had both son and daughter, and I always tell everybody, like, it is more fun than you can imagine, and it's also like more work than you can imagine. It's like
oh my gosh,
it's all the positive you think you're gonna have plus some, and then it's all the negative as well. It is
which
a lot.
One has been the hardest
to raise
so far? Has it been the boy or the girl?
Definitely girl. I don't know why. I think girls are just a little more difficult. They're just emotional, you know, at a certain age.
Sure.
Not to say that you wouldn't want it that way, because it's definitely the challenges that you expect as a parent are going to be there when you have teenagers, certainly. But you know what? We work through all of it. I think my kids would say, looking back, that they had a really fun childhood, that we talked through problems and got to solutions and really never had to come down hard on either one of them at any point. They were both really good kids, at least, yeah. For the most part.
I know Lauren and I have been talking, like, yeah, which one of us is going to be the more stricter parent,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. And we both agreed that I will just be the guy who steps up and handles that part of parenthood.
You're not going to be a pushover?
I will not be a pushover. Not like I am with my dogs. You know, I always feel so bad for them. But with kids, you know, they can understand what you're saying. I feel like the dogs have no clue what you're saying half the time. So I'm a little more lenient with them, to where Lauren is more of the, you know, she'll get on to them, yeah, a little bit more, yeah, than I will.
Yeah, it'll be fun, though. Let's play a little game here. Fill in boots. So I got a filler up. Or dump it out here. I will give you a beverage. You tell me if you fill up your boot with this or dump it out. Okay, first one. Sweet tea.
I'm going to dump it out.
Really? That surprises me.
I know from being from the South, I know that sounds
North Carolina?
Crazy.
I mean,
yeah,
we grew up within about 50 miles of each other. So
yep,
you in North Carolina, me in South Carolina. So sweet tea is like a must-have, but you didn't like it?
I agree. I don't know why, but yeah, I've never loved sweet tea for some reason.
Interesting. All right, how about Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola, I haven't had one in a long time, but I do love a good Coke every now and again, so I'm probably going to fill her up.
Okay. How about tequila?
Tequila, I'm a tequila fan, so I'm probably going to really fill it up.
All right. Capri Sun. You remember those? It came out the little pouch when you were
playing T-ball? Oh, my. I used to stick
T-ball?
The straw on the bottom of my Capri Sun, so I'm 100% going to fill it up.
How about coffee? Are you a coffee guy?
I've never been a coffee guy my entire life until, to be quite honest with you, until COVID. Yeah. I don't know if I'd even tried coffee. And I was always used to taking pre-workout before I'd go to the gym. And Lauren always got on to me for taking pre-workout. And she's like, just drink coffee. Like, it's basically the same thing. So, yeah, now I'm a coffee guy. I love it a lot.
Nice. Wine. Are you red, white, wine at all?
Yeah. I honestly like a little bit of both. I'm more of a Pinot Noir guy, but I also will, you know, every now and again, it depends on what we're eating. But if Lauren, you know, pre-baby phase wanted a glass of wine for dinner, I couldn't just let her drink it by herself. So I would always jump in on that.
Yeah. Heaven forbid she have to drink it by herself. How about fireball shots? Fill her up.
Oh my gosh. Do not fill it up. That is a hard no.
Jägermeister.
It's going to be a hard no.
And finally, ice cold beer.
Ice cold beer. I feel like you can't go wrong with that. So I'm going to fill it up.
All right, Chris, good catching up. Congratulations on the new song. And the next new song also coming on this Friday, Summer Job Money.
Yeah, coming on Friday, man. I'm so excited. And then more to follow as well.
Nice. Thank you for the time. Appreciate you being on. Y'all take care and good luck in the next few weeks with that baby.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Good.
Thanks for listening to CodyCast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 central on CMT. Bye for now.